In such a situation, that this has to do with taking care of oneself, in such a situation, he blank to be careful. He, what word would you apply there?
Well, to be careful.
If he's going to be driving on, say, icy roads, he blank to be careful. He,
yeah.
Do you say should be careful or he ought?
Oh, he should be careful.
All right. Or he, do you use another word? Do you use the word ought, isn't? He ought to be careful?
He ought to be careful.
Ought to be careful. All right, fine. Now, here's something where one boy is daring another to do something. And he says, I'll dare you to go through the graveyard at night, but I'll bet you...
You'll do it.
All right. All right. Now, you know when you first agreed to go, that you, back again to that term we used a few minutes ago, you knew when you first agreed to go that you blanked to tell your mother, you...
You didn't tell your mother.
All right, but you...
Went and ahead.
All right, fine. Now, you aren't doing what you blanked to do.
You ain't doing what you're supposed to do.
All right, fine. Now, a boy got a whipping, and you say, I bet he did something he
shouldn't do.
First, right? Will you do it? No, I...
No, I wouldn't do it.
All right, fine. All right, when you get something done that was hard work, all by yourself, and your friend was standing around without helping, you say, you...
Didn't hit me.
Right, all right. Or you might
have
helped, right. All right, we're doing great. Suggesting the possibility of being able to do something, you say, I'm not sure, but I
try.
Fine, all right. Now, the kind of bird that can see in the dark.
A hoot owl.
All right, very good. And. Well, are there other kinds of owls? Are there any other kinds of owls around here?
Hawks in Canada.
And is there an owl with a real shrill voice? Real high, shrill voice?
Yes.
What would that be?
Hoot owl.
A hoot owl, all right, fine. Now, what is the kind of bird that drills holes in trees?
Hickory.
All right, very good. Now, have you ever heard any class of people referred to that way? And was that term that you used, the term peckerwood?
Yeah.
What kind of people would they be?
Well, just common people.
Just common, ordinary people?
Okay.
All right. Very good. Now, the kind of black and white animal with a powerful smell.
Well, that's a polecat.
All right, that's fine. Any other name? Now we'll go ahead a little bit.
We'll try a little bit further.
All right, sir. Now, what kinds of animals come and raid hen roosts?
What?
What kind of animals come and raid a hen roost? Come at night and when the farmer's asleep and they'll raid the hen roost.
Oh,
what
that's,
kind of animals
oh, that's
that?
Possums.
All right, possums.
Yeah.
Any others?
Well, coon will do that. Coon
will do that?
Yeah.
Now, what would you call any creature all lumped together in a group that would do this? Is there a term that would apply to a whole bunch of different kinds of animals that would do this?
Oh, now you're talking about animals or people.
Well, no, sometimes I've heard people call this, too.
Well,
people who would do things like this, but I was thinking more in terms of a word that would include all of these different animals that would raid an animal.
They call them rogues.